This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif, the show that brings you the latest in the musical and fresh new music.
Yeah, and that was Paper Tin by Illenium and Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge still making music and
yes,
catching UFOs.
Yes, still making music.
Our first story of this evening will be on the Malaysian local jazz circuit and on an upcoming jazzathon. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word jazzathon?
Well, it's a combination of the word jazz and marathon. So, but I was thinking that maybe... Is it going to be like a jazz competition or something?
Jazz festival, more like. There's no competing. What's going to happen on November the 15th, an upcoming Malaysian Jazz Marathon with the team Keeping Music Alive. It's basically a 12-hour jazz festival, online jazz festival that's happening on November 15th, set to feature 20 diverse musical acts as part of the Malaysian Jazz Marathon. And the goal of this jazzathon is to not only give a platform to local musicians but also to raise funds for a very interesting project coming out of the festival. Is called the Malaysian Real Book Project. Mm-hmm. Basically what they're going to do is they're going to compile scores, piano scores of classic Malaysian songs and compile into a book to be released. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. This comes as the recent announcement of the CMCO shut down the annual MPJF, which is the Malaysian Piano Jazz Festival, brainchild of musical icon Michael Viropen. It's nice to see how musicians are, they have something planned, but then when the CMCO hits, they have a contingency plan behind it, straight away putting out and featuring a virtual 12-hour jazz festival.
Yeah, these days, I think it's crucial that you have that backup plan in case something can't happen, right?
So, yeah, for
so in
sure.
this case, yeah, it's cool that they're ready and ready to go and just switch everything to I guess online festival.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, the cost of this and the aim for this is to release and to work on the MRB project, the Malaysian Real Book Project. It's really a first of its kind in Malaysian music. I don't think there's any music books like that written as of yet.
Yeah, I think we're quite, unfortunately, I mean, and this is not a criticism, I think objectively speaking, we're quite poor in terms of archiving our music, right?
Yes, and that doesn't just go to music, sports, and across a bunch of industries. But today we're going to talk about the jazzathon, and also the project, which is spearheaded by Tay Che Siang, a man who also helms the local jazz quartet WVC. This week he joins us on the line. Welcome to the program, Che Siang. First off, let's start by asking, how have you been these last couple of months?
Truth be told, it's actually quite bad. You know, like all live music cannot perform live. Mm. But in between the MCO and CMCO, I mean, there were a pocket of a few weeks that I was quite lucky enough to did something. So I did a few show in places like Batu Pahat, Kuluang, Mua, Malacca, things like that.
Mm.
So I just play a very small audience, about 30 people.
Okay.
So I did a tour like that. And also we were quite lucky to be able to pull off this Jazz on the Jetty in Penang, a 3 days jazz performance with a whole band, also with singers, with narrator.
Nice.
So we were lucky. But then after that, CMCO lockdown again.
Mm.
What we have planned earlier, we actually planned to have a 6 days jazz festival called MJPF TGT Jazz Festival at the Gardens Mall.
Mm. It's a jazz piano festival, right?
Yes, correct.
Mm.
And I don't know how we will move on after this and when the MCO is going to be lifted.
Mm, mm. Before we get into the festival, just take us through your experience, you know, after not playing in front of people for so long. Must have been a nice feeling to be able to see immediate reactions again from the audience, right?
Of course, yeah. Playing to live audiences is always, always very rewarding.
Mm.
And also that's, I guess, for me at least, that's why we got into music in the first place.
For sure. Mm. Okay, so today we're here to talk about the Malaysian Jazz Marathon. Pretty interesting festival. It's a virtual 12-hour, and you call it the Jazzathon, right? I'm loving yeah. that. happening on 15th of November on a Sunday. Tell us a little bit more about the festival, about the different bands and acts that will be featured.
As I mentioned earlier, that this MJPF TGT Jazz Fest that was supposed to feature 15 bands, and the whole purpose of doing that festival was to raise funds for this project that we are into. So this is called a Malaysian Real Book Project, which we're going to compile a book of scores of Malaysian compositions.
Oh, nice.
From the as early as 1930s until today, and going to feature many types of musical genre. We're going to have like singer-songwriters, some kind of jazzy compositions, some folk songs, even songs from Chinese community, Malay community, and also one or two Indian songs that we can think of now. So things like that. It's going to be quite a historical document, I would say, for the music community, and also I would say for the heritage of this country. But of course, as you can imagine, trying to compile 250 songs into one book and going to involve so many people, and not to mention to come out with the printed version, is going to involve some kind of cost. So we are trying to fund this project with the Jazz Festival, that we are going to sell tickets and the proceeds will go into this project.
I see.
But unfortunately, because of the extension of CMCO, so that festival has to be cancelled. But we are not being defeated by that, and also thanks to quite many parties in the music scene, or even in the live music scene, or even in from the venues themselves. Everybody kind of get together and think that we can bring this online. So we're going to do this in one day instead of 6 days. So it's going to be a jazzathon, a 12 hours non-stop concert.
Yeah.
Going to feature 20 bands altogether. So we are going to have quite interesting lineup. We have people like Michael Villapan or Gigi Delfino, the veteran of the jazz music community. But also we have very young bands, you know, people who are in their 19 years old, 20 years old. They are going to perform their version of jazz music. I think that is what makes it very, very interesting and very exciting for me to see all these musicians from different generations come together. So this online concert, of course, we are trying to raise funds. So it's going to be a donation drive. And also Royal Selangor Pewter, they are very kindly and generously going to donate two items for online auction.
Oh, nice.
And so the proceeds and also all the donations that we collected would go into this Malaysian Real Book project.
Chia Siang, I want to bring you back to a point you talked about just now. You know, over the months we've seen plenty of live shows, but normally just like one band per night. This one acts quite differently. The whole day from 1 p.m. I think I read to you about 11, right?
Yeah, 1 p.m. until 11 or 12 even. So it's going to be a 12 hours thing. Yeah,
that's crazy. Can you just bring me behind the thinking of why a festival rather than separate shows?
Yeah, I think in a way also we would like to show the world that, you know, we are not defeated. You know, we come together. You know, even the sound engineer community, you know, we have 5 sound engineers going to do this, the sound for this whole jazzathon. So I think we all kind of like hand in hand, you know, we try to show that, you know, please don't give up, you know, don't give up on us, and also don't give up on yourself. You know, we are also, as a music community, trying to tell everyone in this country that, yeah, we can do it, and hopefully everybody can do it as well, so we can stand tall. We try to weather the storm. We try to, you know, to survive this. We can do it. So I think it's a gesture, I think,
Got you. Would it be streamed from a set video set or broadcasted from the musician or band's home?
The whole show will take place in Royal Selangor Pewter.
Oh, okay.
The factory area, where they'll be shooting the live stream from there. So the band will come in one by one and perform their set, and which the video will be live streamed from Royal Selangor Pewter to your mobile devices, onto your computer and TVs. Yeah.
I mean, the lack of a physical crowd is definitely one major factor, but do you think with virtual concerts, things like audience interaction and audience reach, right? Basically global, your reach is global. Do you feel that it brings the audience closer to an artist? What are your thoughts on this?
I do think so. Of course, physically, we are not, in the same space, same time, but with this online concert, there's always this real-time feedback. We can see a lot of, all these comments, likes, whatnot. And even it could even affect or influence the way the music goes, I think. Some of the comments might even, have some kind of, song request. then it will go that way. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this.
For people who will tune in on November the 15th, what can they expect from the festival as a whole?
Okay, like I mentioned, that I'm really excited to this Jazzathon, is that we can see so many different types of music by Malaysians, band. Because a lot of time, when we say we play jazz, we always get this kind of question, huh, Malaysian got jazz? but now we are going to feature 20 of our best, and also, people from older generation until the very young. So I think it's going to show Malaysians as well that we actually have a very vibrant scene going on. And also at the same time, we are going to have quite a lot of background stories about what musicians are going through, because they have some interviews going on in between sets. So we're going to talk about what is MGPF, what is a Malaysian Real Book, and also how musicians survive this toughest of times. I think it's going to be a quite comprehensive, how to say,
experience. Let's use experience. All right. Last question, Che Siang, for people listening to this now, really interested to attend. Give us some details, I guess. How much are tickets, and are the details of the show online somewhere?
Oh, it's not going to be ticketed, so it's for free.
Oh, nice.
We are going to show it on AFB, so Facebook Live, under the Malaysian Jazz Piano Festival page. So we're going to show it there. So please tune in on November 15th, 1 o'clock. We start 1 o'clock sharp. And then you can do the donation through, using the information given at that time. So it's going to be from 1 o'clock, and we're going to go through 20 bands. So we expect that it will end by 12 o'clock.
Okay. Sounds like it's going to be a crazy day for you, Che Siang. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Yaro.
And we're looking forward to it, November 15, the Jazzathon. Thank you, Che Siang, for your time.
Yes, thank you.
Tay Che Siang, the head honcho of the Malaysian Real Book Project and the Malaysian Jazz Marathon. Do remember, again, November the 15th, marked on your calendars, the MJPF Facebook page. 12 hours, going to be a crazy, crazy day of music, I think.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so that's what you mean when you said it's a marathon, right?
It's a marathon.
12 hours, yeah.
Exactly. although marathons run a lot shorter, I think. But story for another day. If you'd like to revisit the interview with Tay Che Siang, do head over to our website real soon, bfm.my/pulse. Our next story of the day takes us from the jazz world to the rave world, which Hanif will explain to you in a little bit. But before that, here's a track from one of my favorite albums of 2020 so far, Blue Note Reimagine. The label roped in some of UK's top jazz artists to recreate and, like the title suggests, reimagine Blue Note Classics. He has run from UK duo Blue Lab Beats doing Monterra. Stay tuned, this is The Pulse right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.